folks, welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and it's Wednesday, 19 October 2022. And, of course, you're listening to Financial Survival, and I'm here today. Melody is off doing other things, as usual, on Wednesday, but we're glad you're with us, and I do mean that. I seriously do. And I want to say this before we get into the program. We get emails from folks out there, or I have, how much you appreciate the program and even like some of the things I say. And I want to thank you for that. It's encouraging to know that maybe we're blessing somebody, encouraging somebody, and helping somebody through this maze we call the world. Believe me, folks, y'all are blessing to me, too. Don't think it's just one way. It really isn't. Y'all are blessing to me, too. We're going to bring up our guest, Wendy Wilson, a little bit. She's almost always with us on Wednesday. Last week, there was a mess up in some kind of technology, and she wasn't here, but she's here today. We're going to bring up a few minutes. I'm going to share something with you. I'm interested in hearing about myself, so don't y'all go away. We'll get into the medals. The medals took a little bit of a shellacking day, folks. The medals didn't do so well. Gold was down 23.13 to 16.29. Silver was down 0.31 cents to 18.46. Platinum was down 20.50 to 8.87.50. Palladium was down 29.30 to 19.93.90. I mean, the metals took a little bit of a beating there today. But I tell you what, folks, it will turn around. Just be patient. It will turn around. The Dow was down 135.13 to 33.88. The S&P was down 31.43 to 36.88. The NASDAQ was down 121 to 10.651. All the markets in the U.S. were down. Overseas, there's three down and one up. Nikkei was up 0.37% to 27.257. Hang Seng was down 2.38% to 16.511. FTSE was down 0.17% to 69.24. DAX was down 19% to 12.741. So the markets were, you know, basically down. All were down but one. Oil was up a little bit, 218.84.25. Natural gas was down 0.30 to 5.45. USDX was up 0.81 to 112.94. So the U.S. dollar is still strong, and countries all over the world are begging us to please back off. We're killing their commerce. And that's a fact. They're asking us, please back off on that. So there's numbers for the day, folks. Hang in there with your precious metals. Get it while you can. Believe me, premiums are not coming down that much. I just had an advertisement for another company today, and their premiums out of sight. Melody can beat their prices three ways to Sunday. So give her a call at 800-375-4188. Let's go to Wendy Wilson. She's going to talk to you about the bionic pancreas. I want to hear about this. Wendy, welcome. Yes. Welcome.
Hello, Pastor Butch and listeners. I do apologize for last weekend. Yeah, we had an outage. We didn't have any internet or phone, and I missed you all.
well, I'm glad you're here.
I apologize. So we're going to look at the new treatment. It's called the bionic pancreas, and our scientific medicine is finding new ways to replace human organs instead of finding ways to regenerate them. And the Anne and Robert Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago announced in October 2022 that bionic pancreases will be the new treatment for type 1 diabetes, and it's a management system, and it can be used for children or adults. So if you have type 1 diabetes, science is stating that your body can no longer produce insulin, whereas if you had type 2, it says that your body's cells do not use insulin properly. So those are the two differences in those types. Well, here's a question. Is this rumor or fact? I'll let you decide. There's an increasing amount of research that's showing that diabetes is linked to vaccines. And the CDC has announced in January 2022 a link in the COVID-19 shot worsening the condition of patients with existing diabetes. So, medicine is promoting that you still go get the COVID shot. It's imperative, they say, for diabetics to go get this shot. And they're told they're more prone to getting the COVID if they don't, but they're also going to have a very bad reaction diabetic-wise. So the double talk that people get from medicine in on the diabetic level is pretty unreal here. So for the most part, as we are told, vaccines really, we're told they don't cause diabetes. That's what we're told. And we're told heredity, environmental factors, diet, lifestyle, and your age is usually the reason for the disease. That's medicine's position. But according to the nonprofit research organization, that funds diabetic research. It's called JDRF. They have this to say about the cause of type 1 diabetes, quote, viral infections, according to research, are thought to be the trigger for the onset of diabetes. Now, of course, this organization is not pointing fingers at the medical science for causing diabetes, and they actually advocate developing more viral vaccines in an attempt to treat diabetes. But I want people to realize vaccines do have live viruses, and I'm going to give you a list of the ones that have those. The MMR, the mumps, measles, rubella, has live viruses. Four shots for children before kindergarten. The varicella or chickenpox, four shots for children before school. The rotavirus for diarrhea, as many as 13 doses of that one. Influenza shots, intranasal treatment used annually for kids. And endoviruses, common cold and flu viruses, also are available, as well as typhoid, if you get a typhoid shot if you're traveling, and Bacille Clemente Quirin, which is for tuberculosis. So those are the ones that have your live viruses in them. And according to the JDRF, viral infections are a trigger for the onset of diabetes. What do you think of that, Pastor Budge?
I think I agree 100%. I've always known this has a lot to do with diabetes. I mean, vaccinations are cause the most disease in the planet today.
Right. Well, I said that to say this about the new bionic part that they're coming out with. The medical science, they've created this new device. They call it the bionic pancreas, and they're calling it the next generation in technology for insulin delivery. So the research and the human trials were funded by the National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive Kidney Disease, along with the National Institute of Health. And the research was published in the October 2022 New England Journal of Medicine. And this pancreas, this bionic pancreas, continually monitors a person's blood glucose with a closed loop system, and it includes an insulin pump. So the device will be marketed to patients who will no longer have to prick their fingers and check their blood sugar or give themselves injections. And this is the most automated pancreatic system science is built. And a small computer with an algorithm in it helps to adjust the insulin based on the patient's weight and activity. So it adjusts to what you're doing. Here is a quote from Jill Weisenberg. She is a PhD of pediatrics and a pediatric psychologist. She says, this novel insulin delivery system likely decreases both the emotional and the cognitive burden of diabetes management for both youth and parents living with type 1 diabetes. So she's all for that. So I say to myself, what could go wrong? You know, what do you think could go wrong, Pastor Butch?
You make me nervous just talking about it.
Well,
really?
Yes.
Really?
Okay, well,
Wayne, what could go wrong here, Wayne? Geez.
We've heard about all the good things, the flashy, you know, flashy advertising part of it, you know. So, yeah, what could go wrong? Well, the downside to any invasive procedure to having an implant is the possibility of having an infection, having reactions also to the anesthesia you have to take, and also pain could be a result of the implant. Now, the other possibilities is that the system can be hacked and cause serious physical harm. Now, of course, medicine's comeback is their objection is the only thing that's going to be hacked is diabetes disease itself. But insulin pumps have been proven to be susceptible to hacking along with other medical devices.
Not only that, but could not malfunction on its own? I mean, it's a machine.
It's an algorithm. You know, like I said, nothing is 100% guaranteed and perfect, is there? So
no way.
You're going on a lot of faith having something like that installed in your body. So, but you know, some people like technology and they'll go for that. They say it's convenient, but I just know that, you know, pacemakers could be hacked and insulin pumps have been hacked, and they do wreak havoc on the person that has them. So
how does this machine store insulin? How does it store it?
I don't know how they're storing. They didn't get into the details on that. They just said it contained an algorithm to monitor, and it had a loop system. So not really sure. They really didn't specify all those little persnickety details. I guess that'll be coming out soon.
Obviously, it's not natural insulin. It can't be. Because it's not manufacturing insulin. It's got to be taken from somewhere.
Yeah, all right. So I know. How do they refill the reservoir, right?
Exactly. That's a good question.
Well, they didn't, in the journal article, they didn't get into all that. But, you know, the medical technology is going to continue to evolve, and it's going to replace more body parts as we go along, more computerized parts. And they're easy to track people with, too, by the way, because a lot of these devices send, wireless devices, signals to let your doctor know how you're doing. Kind of thing. And so the bionic pancreas is really a perfect example of let's create you a problem, sell you a solution. See, you know, trigger the diabetes with the vaccines you have to get as a kid, and then we'll sell you this, you know, bionic part. So you may have noticed, though, that scientific medicine has worked its way into people's lives as a very much a controlling force. So the hoops people have to jump through with the kind of disease management that we have is kind of endless. And I personally avoid scientific medicine treatments as much as possible, with maybe the exception of an occasional trauma care issue. But trauma care is usually a brief encounter, very low risk, and you may be on a short burst of a drug treatment just to get you stabilized. But trauma care is that's what it's designed to do, stabilize the patient. That's what it's designed to do. It's not there to manage you, like internal medicine disease is managed.
Well, you know, Wendy, I'm a lot older than you are, but I'm old enough to know that when I was growing up, you never heard much about cancer. Diabetes, I'm sure people were inflicted with some of this, but it was very rare. Very rare.
Yeah, I can remember my grandparents. They raised a family during World War II. They were sharp as a tack mentally.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And they were fit. They weren't overweight. They rode their bicycles. They were very active up until their 80s, really. They both passed away in their late 80s. But they were simple folks. They didn't eat a lot of that fast food stuff. They grew
a garden.
They
didn't have it. They didn't have it back then. I mean,
no.
McDonald's and Wendy's and all that's a recent thing. I mean, when I grew up, we didn't have fast foods.
Exactly.
We just went there.
And I was on YouTube one day, and I saw this video. It was about, what did they call it, Victory Day, when World War II ended?
Yes,
the peace treaty was signed.
Okay,
V-Day.
Yes.
Okay, so they had these Super 8 videos up on YouTube that people were shooting on Victory Day in Hawaii, okay? And you see a lot of military folks in their brown uniforms, you know, that beige tan brown uniform,
right?
And you see them kind of, you know, honking horns on jeeps going down the street celebrating, and you see the nurses, the WACs, they called them the WACs, the females in the military. Guess what you didn't see, though, in all these videos, which is astonishing? You didn't see any overweight people.
Wow.
None. Even the civilians
even
in Hawaii.
Even in Hawaii,
well, even,
yeah.
Yeah, even the civilians were not overweight. Well, like you said, if you went out to eat, it was really a diner back then in the 40s.
Homemade food.
And they were making home-cooked stuff like meatloaf and pot pies and all that. So, yeah, it was like how mom made it kind of deal. So, yeah, you didn't get the fast food and all those nasty oils and french fries until later. So, yeah, it's kind of refreshing. There's nobody that's overweight. They're all fit and trim. And one of the other videos was a World War II video of a Navy physician who said that they were in the South Pacific and they stopped at an uncharted island, and it was inhabited with natives, and they came out to see them, you know, when they kind of got to the beach, and they were astonished. The doctor says, we were astonished. All the natives were very fit looking. The men had very broad shoulders and narrow waists. Everybody had well-formed jaws that were square and, you know, healthy looking. And everybody, he said, had perfect teeth, no cavities. Right. And wow. And he says, what was really shocking when he said the perfect teeth was, he says, but I see little kids, the native kids running around on the islands, you know, chewing on, sugar cane. He says, but they don't have any cavities. Well, sugar cane is not processed sugar.
That's right.
And if you cut sugar cane close to the ground, that's where they would take it to make molasses, because molasses has more minerals and is closer to the soil, and it's a darker color. So these kids could be chewing on sugar cane for weeks and they not have any problem. So, but it's interesting because that island did get introduced to westernized foods like, Nestle's chocolate bars and all this other stuff. And within one generation, this Navy physician said their health had declined.
Of course. You know, I had Dr. Rodriguez on my broadcast last night from Tijuana, Mexico. And he's the head of the BioCare Hospital. And I mentioned sugar. Did you know if you drink one Coke a day, one can of whatever,
right.
Coke, Pepsi, whatever, right. within 1 year's time, you consume over 50 pounds of sugar with one can a day?
Yeah, there's a third of a cup of sugar in one Coke. My mom would take a Coke, pour it into a glass, and put our teeth that we lost in the tooth fairy, of course, and she would put them in the Coke, and we would mark how long it take to dissolve the tooth.
Wow.
You know, so us kids
Very
stay
acidic.
Away from Coke. Yeah,
wow.
We stayed away from Coke. But, you know, and I kind of like the natural health care plan God's given us with his herbs, spices, and whole foods. So that's where I go. If we adopt that, we stay and have clean diets, we have less likely of having internal medicine issues. So if you want to cleanse and nourish, get the toxins out, put the nutrition in, that's really the best wellness plan I could even imagine. And call us at Apothecary Herbs because that's what we are experts in, and immune boosting for the cold and flu. Our number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Of course, they can visit us online at our website at thepowerherbs.com. And this month is about toast. It's almost over. You know, Pastor
about
Rich,
what
October.
Now?
I said October
I know.
Is just about over.
I know.
Believe it.
I mean, we're a month away from Thanksgiving. Hard to believe, isn't it?
I'm not ready.
No.
I see all the Christmas stuff in the stores, and I can't even. No.
Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. Truly, it's the only Christian holiday we have. And I really
right.
enjoy Thanksgiving because we need to understand, even though we're in a mess in this world, in this country, we're
right.
still blessed beyond what we deserve, obviously.
Right. So, yeah,
we'll
just be praying and looking up. Our blessed hope is coming soon.
Amen. Give mm-hmm. your number again.
866-229-3663. We do have some natural diabetic formulas if anybody wants to check them out, or at thepowerherbs.com. So give us a call.
All right. Wendy Wilson, thank you so much. It's always a blast. Thanks a lot for being with us today.
You're welcome. Take care now. Bye-bye.
I'll see you next week. All right, folks, back at the bank. Don't go away.
Working for a living. I'm working for a living.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Oh, mercy, mercy, all things and what they used to be. Radiation underground in the sky.
All righty, folks, we are back, and this is Pastor Butch, publishing Financial Survival. Melody is, of course, not here today, and Wendy's, I try to do my best to fill in for her. And y'all's kind comments from time to time really warm my heart and make me kind of want to continue doing what we're doing, maybe because we're blessing somebody. And I sincerely, sincerely mean that. With my own broadcast, this coming March will make me 30 years on the radio. It's a long time, folks, 30 years on the radio. And I've been so blessed and so honored that people have supported us and kept us going this long. But I want to thank you for being out there and actually caring and knowing that we're trying to help you all we can. We get on some news headlines here, and I got a couple articles here that we're going to share in a minute that are fairly lengthy but important. But this first one I want to share with you, Americans cut back on groceries because of inflation. Now, we have, in the Paul household, we've had to kind of watch. We get an order up, and we have to maybe take some things off to keep it within budget. And I'm sure some of y'all are doing the same thing. Now, we're not hungry. God knows we're not hungry. We're blessed. But nonetheless, we're having to watch a little closer. Newly released polling data shows that inflation is causing most Americans to cut back at the grocery store. Morning Consult released a survey results which show that 82% of American shoppers report trying to save on groceries in the last month because of inflation, with more and more Americans simply buying less at the store. The most common cost-saving actions are comparing prices and buying generic or store brands instead of name brands, Morning Consult said. Consumers have consistently relied on these tactics, but recently a growing number have been employing a different approach, buying less overall. The poll comes after federal inflation data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics showed both consumer and producer prices rose more than 8% in the previous 12 months. Other items rose far more. Energy prices, for instance, rose nearly 20% in the last 12 months. The food at home index rose 13% in the last 12 months. The index for cereals and bakery products increased 16.2% over the year, and the index for dairy and related products rose 15.9%. The remaining major grocery store food groups posted increases from 9%, meats, poultry, fish, and eggs, to 15.5% for other food at home. Folks, that's a lot of increase overall. The cost of eating out rose as well, though not as much as grocery prices. The index for food away from home rose 8.5% over the last year. The index for full-service meals rose 8.8% over the last 12 months. And the index for limited-service meals rose 7.1% over the same period. The poll found poor Americans are being hit the hardest by higher prices, leaving them most likely to cut back on groceries. Well, of course, poor Americans can't afford as much. I mean, that's just common sense. Anybody should figure that out. You shouldn't have to take a poll on that. The people that don't have the funds can't spend as much as people that have the funds. But that's what we're facing today, folks. And this next article by Michael Snyder I want to share is a little bit lengthy, but I think it's important that we understand this. The food crisis of 2023 is coming, and it's going to be worse than people realize. And you know, I don't like to say these things, but we have to face reality and know that this is for real, and it is happening. I am trying to sound the alarm about this as loud as I can. The global food crisis just continues to intensify, and things are going to get really bad in 2023. And folks, comment here, we're only about 2 months away from 2023, 2.5 months away. Not very long at all. As you will see below, two-thirds of European fertilizer production has been shut down. Currency problems are causing massive headaches for poor nations that need to import food. Global weather patterns continue to be completely crazy. And the bird flu is killing millions upon millions of chickens and turkeys all over the planet. On top of everything else, the war in Ukraine is going to restrict the flow of agriculture and fertilizer exports from that part of the world for a long time to come because there's no end to the war in sight. In my opinion here, folks, that war is going to escalate maybe a lot more than we want to think about. In essence, we are facing a perfect storm for global food production. That is perfect, and that perfect storm is only going to get worse in the months ahead. Global hunger has been on the rise for years, and the UN Food Program is warning that we are heading for yet another year of record hunger. The world is at risk of yet another year of record hunger as global food prices continue to drive yet more people into worsening levels of severe hunger, warns the United Nations Food Program. In a call for urgent action to address the root causes of today's crisis ahead of World Food Today on October 16th, the global food crisis is a confluence of competing crises called by shocks, conflict, the economic pressures that has pushed a number of severely hungry people around the world from 282 million to 345 million in just the first months of 2022. The UN Food Program scaled up food assistance targets to reach a record 153 million people in 2022, and by the mid-year, it already delivered assistance to 111.2 million people. But as I have consistently warned, this is only just the beginning. Eventually, there'll be billions of people that don't have enough to eat on a regular basis. In all my years, I've never seen hunger spread so rapidly. In fact, there are large numbers of people that are now facing starvation in the backyard of the United States. The United Nations is warning that hunger is one of Haiti's biggest slums, and one of Haiti's slums is at the catastrophic levels as gang violence and economic crisis push the country to breaking point. I'll make a comment here. As people get hungry, folks, violence will increase. We've undermined the moral laws of our nation under God's laws. We've undermined them all. We took them away. So there's nothing left to restrain people from killing for something they need or doing what they have to do. Now back to the article. There are 20,000 people in the world, in the capitals in poverty cities, Haiti have dangerously little access to food and could face starvation, UN says. Across Haiti, almost 5 million are struggling with malnutrition. Haiti is facing a humanitarian catastrophe, a top UN official said. But most people in the Western world won't care until they're going hungry themselves. Now that is a truth. That is absolutely the truth. Haiti, as we know, folks, has been a heathenistic nation for years. Voodoo, demonic activity. Yeah, they're reaping the benefits of this demonic activity. America is well on its way for the same cause, about ready to reap the same benefits, if you won't call it that, for a slide from God. Back to Arco. Unfortunately, that day may be a lot closer than a lot of people ever imagined. Right now, a whopping two-thirds of all fertilizer production capacity in Europe has already been shut down because of the skyrocketing price of natural gas. Europe's fertilizer crunch is deepening with more than two-thirds of production capacity halted by soaring gas costs, threatening farmers and consumers far beyond the region's borders. Russia's squeeze on gas shipments in the wake of Moscow's invasion of Ukraine is hurting industries across Europe. But fertilizer companies are being especially affected because gas is both a key feedstock and a source of power for the sector. There simply will not be enough fertilizer for European farmers in 2023. And there won't be enough for anyone else that depends on fertilizer production from Europe. This is a really big deal because without fertilizer, we would only be able to feed approximately half the planet. Do you want to volunteer to be among those that don't get enough food? Meanwhile, the surging U.S. dollar causing immense headaches for importers all over the world. In Ghana, importers are warning about shortages in the run up to Christmas. Thousands of containers loaded with food recently piled up at ports in Pakistan, while private bakers in Egypt raised bread prices after some flour mills ran out of wheat because it was stranded in customs. Around the world, countries that rely on food imports are grappling with a destructive combination of high interest rates, a soaring dollar, and elevated commodity prices, eroding their power to pay for goods that are typically priced in the greenback. Dwindling foreign currency reserves, in many cases, have reduced access to dollars, and banks are slow in releasing payments. The value of the U.S. dollar has been spiking because the Federal Reserve has been raising interest rates. When the value of the dollar goes up, poor countries have to pay a lot more for food in their own local currencies. So the Federal Reserve is actually making the global food crisis worse by hiking rates. Now, I got to make a comment here. Do you think that's an accident? Do you think they're only doing that to decrease our inflation here? Would they be doing this to cause a food crisis in the world? We have to look at this, folks, from a realistic viewpoint. You can't trust them. Of course they're doing that to cause starvation. What better way to get people to follow the Great Reset? Now back to the article. But they are going to keep doing it anyway. At the same time, global weather patterns continue to go completely haywire. This summer, we witnessed the worst drought in Chinese history. Europe endured the worst drought in 500 years, and the western U.S. continued to suffer through the worst multi-year mega-drought in the last 1,200 years. Needless to say, all this drought is absolutely devastating agricultural production. According to the Washington Post, more than 80% of the U.S. is facing troubling dry conditions right now. In the middle of the country, this has caused a horrific crisis for barge traffic along the Mississippi River. We'll get more detail in a little bit. It's amazing that the Midwest and the West are having record droughts. And here in West Virginia, we had record rainfall this year. Isn't that amazing? The barge industry is quite important. It's crucial for moving aluminum, petroleum, fertilizer, and coal, particularly the Mississippi River and its tributaries. About 60% of grain and 54% of soybeans for U.S. export are moved via the Noble Barge. Barges touch more than a third of our exported coal as well. Right now, the barge industry and all of us who depend on its wares is mired in a crisis. Water levels in the Mississippi River Basin are at the lowest point in more than a decade. Last week, approximately 2,000 barges were stuck at one point. Sadly, very dry conditions are expected over the next several weeks, and so things are not likely to get better anytime soon. Low water levels and dredging shuttered barge traffic heading north and south on the Mississippi last week. At one point, more than 100 towboats and 2,000 barges were stuck waiting. The blocked-off section of the river between Louisiana and Mississippi reopened Monday. Traffic is limited to one way, according to Petty Officer Jose Hernandez, the U.S. Coast Guard. That's certainly better than zero-way traffic, but the Mississippi is still expected to become even more parched. Lisa Parker, representative of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, told FreightWaves that drier conditions are expected over the next several weeks. The river is slipping up water reserves right now, Parker added, but those reserves will eventually run out. As a result of this crisis, rates to move goods by barge have gone through the roof, and we can ultimately see massive amounts of agricultural produce rot before it can get to the consumers. Since many barges are stuck and cannot move at all, barge prices are reportedly hyperinflating. As of this writing, the highest USD per ton price is now $90.44. Prior to the massive spike, it was under $10 to move a ton of goods. Let me repeat that. As of right now, per ton of goods is up to $90.44. Prior to this, it was less than $10. Wow. The vast majority of the now stranded bean piles and other farm goods were intended for major export terminals in Gulf of Mexico. While at least some of them appeared to be covered and ventilated, how long will they really last before spoiling? On another note, we continue to see crabs die off at a staggering rate. In fact, it is now being reported the winter harvest of snow crab in Alaska has been suspended because the crab population has experienced a catastrophic decline. Alaska officials have canceled several crab harvest and conservation efforts that sent shockwaves to the crabbing industry in the region. Officials counted the fall Bristol Bay Red King crab harvest and, for the first time on record, are also holding off on the winter harvest of snow crab, according to multiple reports. The decision comes after stark recent population declines of animals. Data from an NOAA Eastern Bering Sea survey showed 92% decline in the overall snow crab abundance from 2018 to 2021. The last Department of Fish and Game confirmed USA Today. An 83% decline occurred from 2018 to 2022, and some small crab population in 2022. And thanks to the global bird flu, birds continue to die in staggering numbers as well. If you can believe it, nearly 100 million chickens and turkeys have already been wiped out during this pandemic in the United States and Europe alone. And experts are warning that this pandemic will only intensify now that cold weather is arriving. Those of you that have been to the grocery stores lately already know that egg prices, chicken prices, and turkey prices surged to absolutely crazy levels. At this point, prices are so high that one study survey found that one of our every four Americans plan to skip Thanksgiving this year in order to save money. Let me repeat that, folks. One out of every four, 25% of Americans, plan to skip Thanksgiving this year. That's sad. The only true Christian holiday we have, and they can't do it. Wow. One in five Americans are unsure if they will be able to cover the cost of Thanksgiving this year, and one in four plan to skip it to save money, a recent personal capital survey found. The state of economic affairs in President Joe Biden's America is affecting Americans' to holiday plans. According to the survey, one quarter of Americans are planning to skip it altogether, folks. More specifically, one third expect their 22 Thanksgiving dinner to be smaller, and 45% overall say they are financially stressed by Thanksgiving. Yes, things are already that bad. But according to Biden, Joe Biden, everything is just fine. In fact, he says that our economy is strong as hell. The comment came during a conversation with a reporter at a Baskin-Robbins in Portland, Oregon, who asked the president if he had any worry about the strength of the U.S. dollar amid rising inflation. With a chocolate chip ice cream cone in his hand, Biden answered, "I'm not concerned about the strength of the dollar. I'm concerned about the rest of the world. Our economy is strong as hell. You believe him? Don't you believe him, don't you? Our leaders would have us believe that all the problems we are facing right now are just temporary, that a gold new age of peace and prosperity is just around the corner. But if that is true, why are they so eager to have us eat bugs? A tremendous amount of time, energy, and resources is being put behind a campaign to promote insects as one of the solutions to the rapidly growing global food crisis. But I don't plan to eat bugs, and I'm sure that you don't either. Unfortunately, there isn't going to be nearly enough food for everyone on the planet in 2023, and millions upon millions of deeply suffering individuals will soon be desperately hungry. They can push bug eating all they want, but that isn't going to fix our problems. Right now, they have absolutely no solutions that will prevent large numbers of people from starving to death during the difficult years that are in front of us." Strong article, but I can't disagree with what he said. I don't like it. I don't like to think about it. No one does. But people, we in America especially, have become so soft and so spoiled. We've had so much for so long, so easy, that 95% of Americans would not even know how to feed themselves with a small garden. I mean, most people live in places where they can't garden. In cities and apartments, they really can't garden a lot, except maybe in a few boxes on a windowsill. And they can't really do any hunting because they live in a place where most of them can't own a gun. I would suggest strongly, folks, that you prepare yourself. You need a storable food. You need a water filter. You need some precious metals. You need something to fall back on that you can barter, swap, and eat when things get rough. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just telling you it's coming. The world is going to see starvation like we never saw before. And America will not be immune from it this time. And there's going to be a limit to what government can do, folks. We trusted them far too long already. We have trusted them far too long already. They've pretty much taken over everything we own because we trust them. And now we're seeing the results of that, and government cannot feed everyone. They can't do it. So tighten up your belt, prepare yourself, think ahead, and plan ahead. Now we're going to go to break, folks. Back at the break, a lot more to talk about. Don't y'all go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks, we're back. And that article is quite lengthy. But we have to, just like I said, stop and listen to what's being said. Look at what's being said and check the facts and see if they're real or not. All this is not happening by accident. Please know that the COVID scamdemic, the COVID hoax, and that's what it was, my friends. If you go to our website, go to my website, PastorButch.com. This will be on the home page by now. If not, it'll be under headings under health news. But you'll see on there a video, it's about an hour long, of the occultic relationship between this COVID scamdemic and the occult. I'm dead serious about that. Our website should be on the home page. I don't remember the title of the article, but it's about the pandemic. You can see the title on the home page or under health news. It should be there now. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing how they took the COVID and shut down the world, and they continued pressing us right into this mess a little bit at a time, with a plant being blown up here, another import shut off here, or whatever it may be. Now, we're going even further. You've given the Biden regime credit for what they wanted to do. They're doing it. They're destroying the American economy. They're taking us down step by step. Now, folks, they just didn't buy it. And he's the one that really furthered it greatly. But it started a long time ago. If they hadn't, he couldn't move this fast. Biden preparing to tank U.S. manufacturing with a ban on importation of all Russian aluminum. Joe Biden is putting the finishing touch on an executive order that, when enacted, will tank American manufacturing and further drive down the U.S. economy. But, of course, he plans on blaming his actions on Russia. The deep state operatives who are running Biden's regime will soon have him sign an executive order, they wrote, banning the importation of aluminum from Russia. According to Bloomberg News, Biden's handlers are considering three options: an outright ban, expanding tariffs to levels that would impose an effective ban, and or sanctioning the country's top metal producer, United Company, Russo International, PJSC. Because the deep state's globalists left long ago tanked American manufacturing in heavy metals, Russia is the second leading producer of aluminum behind, guess what, folks, China. So naturally, the news that Biden may impose a total ban on importing Russian aluminum will be a boon to China, where Joe's son Hunter and some of his pals struck lucrative business deals throughout the 2010s. Isn't that a coincidence? Bloomberg News reported that Russia supplied about 10% of U.S. aluminum per year, but also data indicate that Russia was the third largest exporter of metal to the U.S. in August. In addition to becoming a boon for China, Zero Hedge reported Alcoa Corporation, the U.S.'s largest aluminum producer, recently sent a letter to LME indicating Russia's metal could be dumped on global markets and suppress prices, meaning that our industry, workers, and those of other Western countries will greatly suffer. Folks, these people doing this know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. They may be evil to the core, but they're very wise in their actions. They're very wise on how to do evil and produce more and more chaos in a society, in a world. And they're doing it. They're taking the United States down to less than a third world level. I just read to you about the article from Michael Snyder about the Mississippi River. And this next article is just a very quick highlight of the same thing, but it's a little more detailed in some areas. It says supply chains across the Midwest face significant constraints as a portion of the Mississippi River is closed again. Bloomberg reported stretch of the Mississippi River by 125 miles northeast of Memphis near Hickman, Kentucky, closed Monday as water levels continue to plunge. Now, folks, this is a very serious situation. Mississippi River is the lowest it's been since records started in 1954. The lowest on history that we know of. They started keeping records in 1954, were the lowest ever since then that we know of. And so it's impacting agriculture industry across the Midwest. I mean, we're seeing a shortage of vegetables, folks, all down the Mississippi River now. And people have truckloads and piled up beans and other farm goods on their property just laying there that are eventually going to ruin, which means there'll be shortages in the stores and prices go up. Some are trying to move it by land if they can find truckers to do it, but the truckers are overwhelmed already. There's only a finite supply to do these things, so this is going to hit home. And it's just one of those things that we have better prepare ourselves for. You know, growing up as a young man in the hills of West Virginia, brown beans was a staple. We call them brown beans. I guess some of y'all call them pinto beans. We call them brown beans. Brown beans, cornbread, and taters was a meal for us. Now the beans are getting scarce. And this, while used to be an inexpensive food, beans and rice you can live on for a while, could get to how you can't afford it. This next article, though, on Natural News, I think is really quite telling. Shipping rates drop 75% amid plummeting U.S. retail demand. This is amazing. Cargo ships owners have been canceling sailings on some of the busiest routes in the world in the middle of what is normally their peak season, illustrating the serious impact the inflation has been having on consumer spending. This summer, import volumes to the U.S. started to drop dramatically, which is a strong sign that inflation is taking its toll on consumer demand, with trans-Pacific shipping rates falling by at least 75% from one year to ago. It is now clear that people are reducing their spending significantly. The cancellations being seen right now represent a dramatic reversal from the situation a few months ago when a lack of shipping space saw freight rates skyrocket and record-setting profits for carriers. It was just a year ago when companies such as Home Depot and Walmart had to charter their own ships to overcome port bottlenecks and meet surging demand. This major drop in shipping rates comes as demand weakens and big retailers cancel their orders with vendors and seek to reduce their inventories. Nike recently announced that it has 65% more inventory than a year ago and will need to use markdowns to start moving stock, while FedEx said it will be canceling flights and parking cargo planes as shipping volumes drop. I wonder what it's going to mean for the holidays this year. I've already heard about one-fourth of American people won't have Thanksgiving because they can't afford it. What are they going to do for the so-called holiday of Christmas? What's it going to mean? A lot of retailers make the most money at this time of year. Could that affect that? Of course it could. And it will. So what do you expect of that? What's going to happen? Think about it, folks. Just think about this. This is happening all at once. Over the last year and a half, we've seen this come together. Ever since they shut down the world with this COVID hoax, this has happened. And there's no coming back that I can see now. How do you think Klaus Schwab is going to have us in by 2030 own nothing and be happy? We'll be getting our pittance of pay from those who want to feed us and control us. And they'll be getting that pittance of pay only if you obey. And how to know that? Well, here's how I know this. J.P. Morgan Chase deplatforms National Committee for Religious Freedom. You see, if you don't go along with the crowd pretty soon and you speak up against things you know are wrong, you're going to lose your check because, you see, you don't get a check. You don't get any cash. You don't get a check. You get an electronic deposit that can be cut off at the flip of a switch. Unless you're a good little citizen, my friends, in the very near future, according to the Bible, You won't be able to buy or sell. Think about it. In an op-ed in the Washington Examiner, the chairman of the National Committee for Religious Freedom, Sam Brownback, announced that J.P. Morgan Chase had deplatformed the organization without providing a reason. The bank said it would consider reopening the account if NCRF provided a list of donors and preferred political candidates. Did you hear that? Demanding a list of donors and preferred political candidates. Brownback said that the NCRF opened an account with J.P. Morgan Chase because of its national footprint and the multi-generational banking relationships our team had with the bank. He added that the experience with the bank was initially very positive, but the bank closed the account after only 3 weeks. Brownback said that the NCRF received a letter notifying us that Chase had decided to end the relationship and that the account was closed before the receipt of the letter. To this day, the NCRF does not have a clear reason as to why our account was closed after only 3 weeks, he said. We certainly hadn't made any transactions in that short amount of time that would have triggered any regulatory red flags. We were surprised at being counseled by Chase, he wrote. When our executive director called to see if this was an error, he was informed that a note in the file read that Chase employees were not permitted to provide any further clarifying information to the customer. NCRS spoke with several employees at Chase, was told that the decision was made by a corporate office and it was final and could not be reversed. Brownback said he was shocked and surprised that the bank said that it would reopen the account if a list of donors preferred political candidates was provided. He described the suggestion as entirely inappropriate and asked if the bank will ask every customer what politician they support and why before it's deciding whether or not to accept them as a customer. The reason I read that, folks, is the National Committee for Religious Freedom will say it's a Christian organization, obviously. But the reason I wanted to read the article to you is to show you how quickly they can cut off your income if they don't like what you're doing or saying. We're seeing it increase for a long time now on social media. People have been cut off by the thousands if you don't agree. By the millions, probably, if you don't go along with the mainstream thinking on all issues. This is what's coming and it's already here. Now, people struggling here to pay the bills, 25% will not have Thanksgiving, but don't worry about it. The Senate is going to give Taiwan $10 billion in military aid. Oh, yeah. Yeah, don't worry about us. They're going to give it to Taiwan. The funds will be included in the Senate version of 2023 NDAA and that's just how it's going to happen. The Senate version of 2023 National Defense Authorization Act will include $10 billion in military aid for Taiwan. The $10 billion will be given to Taiwan over 5 years in the form of foreign military financing, a State Department program that gives foreign governments money to purchase U.S. weapons. However, Taiwan will be able to use $300 million of the FMF each year to purchase military equipment from its own industrial base, a privilege only currently enjoyed by Israel. Other FMF recipients need waivers to use the funds to purchase arms that don't come from the U.S. The $10 billion is a massive increase from $4.5 billion initially supported by the Senators Bob Menendez and Lindsey Graham in a piece of legislation known as the Taiwan Policy Act. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee has brought the military aid up to $6.5 billion when it advanced the bill in September. So, guess what? They're going to buy them from American arms makers. Would that be a cushy deal, folks? You think? And it's going from that. Lawmakers seek emergency powers for the Pentagon to buy arms for Ukraine. Senators introduced an amendment to the Senate version of the 2023 National Defense Authorization Act that will give the Pentagon wartime procurement powers, allowing it to purchase more arms for Ukraine. According to Defense News, the amendment would allow the Pentagon to purchase arms using multi-year contracting authorities, which are typically reserved for procuring naval vessels and warplanes. It will grant the Pentagon the power to lock in contracts for the fiscal year 2023 and 24 to buy munitions made by Lockheed Martin, BAE Systems, Kongsberg Defense and Aerospace, and Raytheon, the former employer of Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. Wow, what a coincidence. The weapons makers have been cashing in on U.S. NATO policy of arming Ukraine. The amendment aims to incentivize them to increase the production of certain arms. The legislation would allow the Pentagon to partner with NATO to purchase weapons for alliance members in mass quantities. The amendment would also remove the other bureaucratic barriers, including allowing the Pentagon to purchase arms for Ukraine with non-competitive contracts. It would also waive the requirement for contractors to provide certified cost and pricing data, which are meant to ensure the Pentagon is paying a fair price. What could be wrong with that idea? I mean, what could be wrong with that? I mean, give them carte blanche. Just go out and buy what they want in the world without any contracts. No questions. Don't check the real prices. Just spend the money. It's all yours. Spend it any way you want. And guess who benefits? Capone, who benefits? Who benefits that? Well, the arms makers do, obviously. Obviously, folks. We're seeing a total totalitarian takedown of the U.S., completely taken down. Every stop has been kicked out of the way so we can cruise downhill right into communism totally and into hell, if you will, as a nation. But the masses just don't seem to catch it. They don't seem to understand it. They don't seem to understand what's happening. I don't know if they're blinded intentionally or just ignorant of the truth, but we're watching a country be dissembled before our very eyes. We're watching it piece by piece take us down to a society that's going to depend entirely upon mankind, upon government, world government, to feed us, clothe us, and house us. What could go wrong with that? And it could be a fulfillment of prophecy in Revelation 13. You tell me. Folks, call Melody up. Please talk to her. Ask some questions. Ask her, please. 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Talk to her, ask some questions, and prepare yourself, folks, as best you can. Please. I'll be back here with you Friday. Tomorrow we'll be Dave and Melody together. So y'all have a great night.
Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. Bless you, bless.